A state of emergency has been declared in the Central Asian country of Mongolia after 5 people died and more than 300 others were injured in a riot in the capital, Ulaanbaatar, over alleged fraud in a weekend election, Chris Altieri reports.
Mongolia's president Nambaryn Enkhabayar declared a state of emergency for 4 days late on Tuesday after protesters clashed with police and set fire to the headquarters of the ruling party. Riot police fired tear gas and rubber bullets against protesters on Tuesday night, but struggled to bring under control crowds who threw stones, burned cars, and gathered in their thousands in the main square of the capital, Ulaanbaatar, to protest against alleged election fraud. Rioting continued into early Wednesday morning, and witnesses reported hearing gunfire. Conditions calmed around 3 a.m. after convoys of police and armored vehicles arrived to disperse rioters. About 700 people were detained for their part in the violence. The chaos further threatens to delay deals that could unlock rich reserves of coal, uranium, and other resources beneath the country's vast steppes and deserts, and are seen as key to lifting the isolated Central Asian state out of poverty. The state of emergency means protests are banned. It authorizes security forces to break up protests by force if necessary. Central areas have been put under curfew from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m., and the sale of alcohol is prohibited for the extent of the emergency. I'm Chris Altieri.